give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make
Love
known.
Talk radio.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Psalms 105:1. Welcome to the blog line. We thank God for those of you who have joined us. The blog line has over 90 million listeners in Africa, Asia, Australia, Antarctica, Europe, North America, and South America. We're here at this time to give thanks to the Lord. Please keep in mind that the time we spend in the presence of the Lord is sacred. So please refrain from coughing, sneezing, yawning, or clearing your throat and having sidebar conversations while you're on the blog line. At this time, let us receive the world's greatest saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, and chief praiser, Dr. Bernard Johnson. Amen.
Bless all of you. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson, and I just want to welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio program. I wonder if you would take time, if you have to leave the line, but call somebody. Call somebody and tell them the blog line is on, and let's thank God 1,000 times. You'll get them a miracle. I said you will get them a miracle if you do it. Amen. Take 20 minutes on your schedule, 15, 20 minutes on your schedule to give God praise and adoration. He deserves it. Oh, my God. He truly, truly deserves your praise and adoration. I was just thanking God just a while ago and many times today, and I realized it refreshed me to realize that there's so many things that gives us a reason to return each night and give God thanks over and over and over and over again. I keep teaching people that God is the creator of repetition. He's the one who put it into being, set it in place, repetition. That we might remember the Ten Commandments, that we might remember our promises to him. And he repeatedly tells us to those commandments of God, he reminds us over and over again. And so when we come to him each night to thank him, oh my God, there are reasons why we keep repeating thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank the Lord over and over again because God is the one who let us breathe another breath. How you gonna get tired of saying thank you by the time you get through saying two or three thank yous, he's already let you breathe another breath. You wouldn't be alive. And not only that, God is the one who let us see another day. That's enough to thank him 1,000 times for. God is the one who let us blink our eyes. Sometimes we take that for granted. But the blinking of your eyes is extremely important. That's what keeps the moisture rising. Keeps moisturizing your eyes, and et cetera. Otherwise, if you kept them open all the time, they dry out. That's a reason to thank the Lord. Every time you blink your eye, you need them. That's a reason to tell him thank you. And then he was the one who let us hear the praises of the Lord. Last night, the night before, tonight, it's a wonderful thing to hear God's praises. Amen. God let us think another thought. How would you be alive and functional as a human being if you couldn't think a thought? And yet God is the one who lets you think another thought. Then God let our heart beat another time. You would be dead if your heart didn't beat another time. But yet how many times have you thanked him? That's why we thank him 1,000 times, because of these things I'm naming. And God let our, not only he gave us the activities of our limbs, a lot of folks in the hospital I saw, as I visited hospitals so many times, I saw that they couldn't move their legs and they couldn't move their arms and they couldn't walk. I've seen people when they couldn't talk. It's a wonderful thing to be able to have the activity of your limbs, be able to talk, walk, some seeing, etc. And then we're thanking repeatedly because God is the one who let us speak another time. It's a terrible thing to want to speak and have a stroke and you can't speak. You're trying to say something, but you cannot speak. Frustrating. So you ought to thank him for letting you speak. And then we ought to thank him because God let us walk another step. Yeah. My mother in the hospital, she was so happy when she was able to get up and walk. Amen. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to walk down the hallway. We all, most of us, take it for granted. But let me tell you, there's some people who can't walk. They would thank God, gladly thank him 1,000 times if they can walk. And then we thank him over and over again because God let us enjoy his goodness one more time. And when we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, our soul cries out, hallelujah. We thank God for saving us. So we've got so many reasons to thank him. Thank him for blessing our family, blessing our home, for great health and great strength, and for his protecting hand, and for blessing our finances, and for saving us and sanctifying us, and for the Holy Ghost. And I can just go on and on. So we have great reasons to thank God 1,000 times. Oh, my God. I'm going to pray. You make your request known unto God while I'm praying. Ask him for what you will. We do believe in asking God, but we really are approaching with the new atmosphere, the new awakening, and that is to thank him. Thank you, thank you, thank him 1,000 times. So make your request known as I pray tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for these precious people on this prayer line. I'm asking you to touch them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch their hearts, souls, and minds. Help them make it through every journey in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray. Help them throughout every day. Oh, God, thank you for those who have their lives open to praise you tonight. We've done that for a few, Lord, who can join us in prayer. And we ask the favor. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, I'm challenging people all over in Africa, all over in India, in Asia, Major and Minor, in the Jordan, in Iraq, in Iran, in Russia, in Germany, in Spain, in France, all over in Sweden, everywhere, Lord, in America, in every city in America, all over the world. Canada, everywhere, in Hawaii, and Bermuda, all the Bahamas, everywhere. I'm challenging you all to help thank God 1,000 times. When you do it, we give him over 2 billion praises. And not, it was closer to estimation of how many praises were going up to over 5 billion praises. But we want to challenge you. One is worth it all. If we can get one person to thank him 1,000 times, what will be worth it all. May the Lord bless you. Make your request known unto him, and then we'll thank him 1,000 times. I keep teaching that faith is not thanking God after you know what's happening or what has happened to you. But faith is to make your request known unto God and believe him, and then thank him in advance for what you know he's going to do because you believe him. Let's pray right now. Oh, God, as we pray again, I'm asking you to grant these requests in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing flow. In the name of Jesus, lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you bless everyone. In the name of Jesus, hear these requests being made, Lord, and grant these requests in Jesus' name. Remember the convention this year, June 11th through 14th in Jacksonville, Arkansas. God bless, 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 bless. Give us what to tell the people as you get them ready, Lord, for a clarion cry all around the world as you call your people together. Thank you for it. Yeah. God, I'm asking you, and I use the terminology that we use in promotion. I'm asking you to make your name hot, Lord, where people will respond to your name, in the name of Jesus, quicker than any other man's name, in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you for it. We give you praise, and we give you adoration and glory, and we thank you for it. And all the people, those who have your lines open, you're welcome to thank God with me. I'm going to thank him 1,000 times. Amen. Lord, shut up indeed. But thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
He's on one. He's on one.
Thank you for being on.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's right here. Okay. Thank you for your blessings.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
God bless all of those. If you remain for the final blessing, this is the final blessing, Lord. Lord, Lord, these people who sacrifice for you, I pray that you remember them. Oh, God, you can not the crowd, the humble. And, God, you're not the unrighteous God to forget those who labored in your vineyard. Oh, God, but you remember them. Remember these precious people. If any of them have a chuck tree, Lord, yeah, to be sent to them, yeah, remember to say thank you. Lord, make a way out of no way. Bind the enemy that doesn't want us to have the blessings. But God, thank you for giving us the blessings. And we ask that you give it to the people on the front line here, on this black line. Lord, bless them, Lord. And here's the number you may call. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You all want to be a part of the prayer line in the morning to offer prayers unto the Lord. Call 712-775-7085. And we'll be praying again in the morning. Oh, God, thank you. Also, the code is 936-005. God bless all of you. May you have a wonderful night. Remember, whatever you're going to, it's going to be all right. Good night to all of you.
Night.
Good night to all of you.